This is Diana Cordy with Book Talk. My guest is Chitra Banerjee Devakaruni, poet and author of 18 books. Among her many accolades is the American Book Award. Her newest title is Before We Visit the Goddess, a story of three generations of mothers and daughters. Welcome to our program.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
What's happening as your book opens up?
As the book is opening up, this book, which is about three generations of women, begins with the grandmother, who is now old in India, where she's lived all her life. And she gets a phone call from her daughter, with whom she hasn't been on the best of terms. And her daughter says, "We're in the midst of a family crisis. You need to write to your granddaughter, who's about to make a big, big mistake." So the book begins with the grandmother trying to write to this grandmother, to this granddaughter
who is in the U.S.,
who has never seen her. She's trying to figure out a way to tell her not to make this bad choice. And she can't, because she's never seen her. And she's like, she'll never listen to me if I just give her advice. So finally, she begins to write her the story of her own life, hoping that through story, they'll connect. And that's the beginning of Before We Visit the Goddess.
I love your title. It suggests there is a goddess, and several somebodies are going to see her. Who's making the journey?
In the book, three women are making the journey. It's the grandmother, Shabitri, her daughter, Bela, who immigrates to the United States, and her daughter, Tara, who's born in the U.S. and never goes to India. But in a way, we all are.
That's good. I was waiting for you to say that.
Yes, the readers are. I am, because I believe, and the book touches on this in many ways, that there is a goddess inside of us, our sacred self. But before we visit that goddess, before we get in touch with that sacred self, some things need to happen in our life. And sometimes those are tragic things, and sometimes they're wonderful things.
Your characters find their success as women, each in their own way.
Yes, they do.
Is that a theme in many of your books?
Women and their growth and their adventures and their tragedies and triumphs are very important to me. My books are very women-centered. In this book particularly, success becomes a very important theme. I started writing this book after my own mother passed away. And my mother, who was a very strong woman and who brought me up, me and my two small brothers, up in India as a single parent, went through a lot of hardship. And one of the things she would often say to me is, "I want you to become a successful woman. I want you to be able to go through life without all of the troubles that I'm going through." And so after she passed away, I really started thinking about, what does success mean? What did it mean for my mother? And does it mean something different for me now that I'm living halfway across the world in a different era? And so each of these three women in the book have to understand success for themselves. They have to define it for themselves. And they have to see, sometimes, you know, success comes at a cost. And they have to figure that out too.
Is that one of those things where you can't do everything at once? For instance, the goal to be, to have a career, to be a full-time parent, all those things, they don't happen all at once.
They don't necessarily happen all at once. I think these women have to make choices, or they're in places where choices are made for them, and then they have to deal with the fallout of those choices, which, yes, success comes to each of them. It means something different to each of them. And each one pays a price. And I think ultimately they understand something about success that's more internal than outside. It's not so much what people think to be successful, but that when you're successful, you begin to feel a certain way about yourself. Or maybe it's the other way around. When you begin to feel that way about yourself, you can be successful in the world.
What brought you from Kolkata, your home, to the U.S.?
I came here to do my graduate studies. I started with a master's in Ohio. I went on to Berkeley, California to do my PhD. And in some ways, coming to America made me into a writer.
Because?
Because for the first time, I was placed in an environment that was different, that I didn't know. I began to look at things differently, and I began to see my own culture back in India differently. When I was living in India, I was so immersed in that culture that I never thought anything about it, and I didn't think I had any stories to tell. I mean, everyone lived like me. What was there to write about? But when I came here, all of that became important.
Was it a culture shock?
It was a big culture shock. I came here in the late 70s, and I came to Ohio, where at that time there weren't many Indians, especially in Dayton, Ohio, where I came because my brother was living there. And so it was a big culture shock. But I think ultimately that was a very good thing, because for a writer, it's good to be in a situation where you're a little uncomfortable, you're questioning, you're being questioned. It just makes you see things perhaps at a deeper level.
And then going to Berkeley, was that another culture
that
shock?
That was another culture shock for sure. I thought I'd, you know, I lived in Ohio for a year and a half, and I thought, okay, now I understand America. And then I went to Berkeley. It was wonderful, but it was definitely another culture shock.
Do you go back to India often?
I do go back often. Until my mother passed away, I would go back very regularly. Now I go mostly to research books, or when a book comes out, like Before We Visit the Goddess, I'll be making a trip early next year. And I'll be going all over the country to present it at big book festivals and other venues.
Are book festivals a bigger thing in a writer's world than they used to be?
Yes, I think. And it's a wonderful and perhaps surprising thing. Book festivals, in my opinion, are bigger than ever now. And the one that I'm going to go to in India in January, it's called the Jaipur Literature Festival. It's the biggest book festival in the world. It's just amazing. I've been there before. And the year that I was there, 65,000 plus people came to this festival over 6 days.
65,000?
Yes, yes. And it's held in this old, beautiful old palace in Jaipur. It's just an experience.
To what do you credit all these book festivals?
I don't know. It's kind of one of those wonderful mysteries. I think it's because people are hungry for books, and people kind of want to hear the story behind the story. What made us write these books? Who are we as authors?
And oh, I agree.
What can I say? I think that's wonderful.
Well, I hear about book festivals more and more from authors who we interview here, that's why I was asking.
Yes, and Boulder has many wonderful book festivals, and particularly the Jaipur in Boulder Book Festival,
yes,
where, which brings writers from all over the world, and particularly from India here.
Your day job is you're a professor of creative writing at the University of Houston.
That's right.
How does teaching help you with your own writing?
Well, first of all, I love teaching. It has enriched my life in so many ways. But I'm doubly blessed because I teach writing. So I'm always telling my students or sharing with them or learning from them, because I teach graduate students who are just very, very smart. It's a nationally ranked program. And in fact, internationally known, we have students coming from all over the world. And they teach me so much. And because of them, I read books that I may otherwise not have read. I read books more carefully because we're going to discuss them in class. I look for technique, I look for themes, and I learn. I learn from all of those things. I think I've become a better writer by being a teacher.
Thank you. My guest is Chitra Banerjee Devakaruni, author of Before We Visit the Goddess, published by Simon & Schuster. This is Diana Cordy with Book Talk.